There are 76 incredibly accurate pet peeves that will drive you nuts.
Just 76?
Yeah. So pet peeves are these little annoying things that just make us, the temperature rise.
Yeah. Mine is people chewing with their mouths open. Also, people. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
You can kick it off.
All right, I'm going to kick off with some penis news.
Oh, yay. What a way to start a show.
Yeah, my favorite segment where I find news on the internet, dick updates, scrotum stories, the member on the move. Oh. So this one is archaeological in nature. So
okay.
It's highbrow. It says Roman men's toilet, which I like that idea. Ancient Roman men's toilet was quote unquote full of penis jokes, archaeologists found.
Really?
Yes. So they went in and they're actually quite beautiful, not frescoes, but
were they a tile?
They're tile. Yeah, they're beautiful tile. You know, the small
tile
mosaics.
A mosaic tile.
Yes.
Penis.
Mosaic tile.
Jokes.
Penis jokes.
Oh God!
It says mosaics on the wall of public toilets in Antakya ad Kragum, which is in modern day Turkey, show mythical figures staring at their own penises and one having a penis wiped clean after sex. So this is
himself or with
someone else is doing it. So whoever made these murals wanted to have a little fun with the mythology of the day.
Okay.
You know, because that's current at the time. Those are the stories that were going around. It's not old fashioned. It says you have to understand the myths to make it come alive, but it's bathroom humor. So you have to kind of be in the know. So in one mosaic, Narcissus is the figure who's in love with himself.
Right. And Narcissus was the one who was going to get a drink of water from the pond and saw his reflection and fell in love.
And fell in love.
And then died because he couldn't tear himself away from himself.
But in this version, in the mosaic, in the penis humor mosaic, it's a figure. Instead of looking down at himself, he looks down at and he sees his penis with his nose on it. So he sees a reflection of himself and it's just a gigantic dick with his nose on it.
Okay.
So that's the joke for the one. And the other one was about Ganymede. And I think we might have talked about Ganymede as a young man who was abducted by Zeus. And apparently in the joke for this one, in the mosaic, he's having his genitals sponge washed by a gigantic bird, which they thought was hilarious.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. The guy says you have to know Roman mythology and Roman history to get the joke, and they don't go into it and explain it. But for some bizarre reason, that must have been funny as shit if someone took the time to make a mural.
Right.
So this wasn't just a quick scratching on the wall. This is like an artisan cutting up the little pieces of this guy having his
Can
dick
take
washed
a stab
by a
at
bird.
It?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's probably the bird is the incarnation of a beautiful woman.
Okay.
And if, or a man.
Okay, yeah.
And if that they need to wash your penis in order to become, to retake their human form again.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
And then as a thank you for the service, they have sex with you. So that's my story. That's my take.
Yeah. So I remember that Ganymede, so he was an attractive young man, was abducted by Zeus because I believe Hera was in love with him. Or some, and he, there was some rivalry between him and Zeus. But in this version, he ends up having his penis washed by a bird, which apparently, as I mentioned earlier, is hilarious to ancient Romans. So yeah, these are really beautiful. You can look for them online. Antakya ad Kragum, and they're really beautiful and quite graphic murals.
Okay.
I mean, the bird isn't just giving it a light dusting, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
It was probably quite clean after the bird left. All right, what do you have?
Okay, there is a sex robot brothel that was proposed to go up in Houston.
Okay.
And Houston is not having it.
Really?
They said,
I thought Texas was the land of the free. Do whatever you want.
I know. They say, no, we are not Sin City.
Real. Okay.
But it's sex robots. It's not human beings. So,
I don't know how you can shut that down. Is it zoning?
They unanimously passed an updated ordinance, effectively blocking a proposed sex robot brothel from opening.
Okay.
A Canadian company that already operates an adult love...
Canada?
Yeah. Adult love dolls...
.com.
You can rent adult love dolls before you buy service.
I'm sorry. I do not want anybody. I don't want a love doll anyway, but I definitely don't want one that's been rented out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
But what do you think is going to happen in a brothel? You
know, I would not be in that brothel either. Look, if you're going to be fucking a doll, have it just be your own.
Yeah.
Don't have... Seriously.
But why... those are expensive. You need to try them out.
You just have to deal with yourself or a human. Because the idea of a used sex robot,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would need to see the sanitation process.
What's the difference between a sex robot and another person? You've had sex with people who you've had sex before.
I mean, I'm assuming those people know how to clean their stuff right.
Okay.
Maybe for a second or third usage.
That's right. Yeah, the dolls don't know how to do
that. Yeah. And do you really think that the person whose job it is to clean these dolls is paying enough to give an F about how clean they are? You're probably going to get one and be like, there's a piece of broccoli on this thing. You know? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea. You should be one-time use.
That's like my ice cube tray has broccoli in it sometimes.
Yes,
my guests are like, it's broccoli. And
it's like a sprig. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know? You have to bring a light to shine over the doll before you engage with it.
Well, this company is Kinky Dolls. Kinky's Dolls.
Okay.
Kinky's Dolls. Sells and rents human-like dolls that can cost more than $3,000 each.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
$3,000? Are these, I mean, how lifelike are these things?
I think they don't look very lifelike.
The picture that I'm taking, it not only does it look not very lifelike, but she looks very uninterested.
And she looks angry.
Yeah.
She's had it.
Yeah. So
she's
maybe that's, realistic.
Yeah.
She's unimpressed by you, and she's tired.
Yes. Just, like, jaded. Like, I've seen the world.
I've seen everything. Yeah. I haven't been washed properly.
A business like this would destroy homes, families, finances of our neighbors, and cause major community uproars in the city.
Hold on. How is it destroying homes? I thought they were just going to have sex with these things.
Like, they're not coming by swinging it at your...
Yes!
At your...
It's also a bulldozer. It's like a little bobcat.
At your Central Hall Colonial.
Yeah. At your Houston Rococo. McMansion.
As a woman, I am concerned and horrified to see where our society is taking us.
It's already gone there.
It's gone there. How general a statement. As a woman, I'm horrified to see our society. You could say that about a million things.
But particularly as a woman.
But as a woman.
Yeah.
As a woman.
As a woman.
As a woman in
As
love.
A manager. I'm incensed by this. As a failed poet, I'm disturbed by this. So I want to hear the list again. It's going to destroy homes.
Homes, families, finances of our neighbors.
How? Or they'll be forced to shove money into, like, the love bra?
I guess it's the idea that the value of the homes will go down in those neighborhoods.
If people know that people are having sex with dolls?
If you live in a neighborhood that has a brothel with sex dolls.
I'm assuming that we all already do. I don't, you know what I mean? Because, like, let's not pretend like this is the only company out there doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And... you know, nobody has it. Like, are people going to be trying to bust people for having their, like, sex doll party in their, you know, their split-level, like, home in the suburbs?
Yeah. One council member said he planned to record the business patrons entering the building and shame them online.
No, that's not right. You can't do that.
The council member spoke out against the business. I know there are some people who will sit there and say, where does the city of Houston have to do? What does the city of Houston have to do with any of this?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, we're not going to let you into your... Wait, the answer is we're not getting into your bedroom, but don't bring it into our district. Don't bring it into our city. This is not a good business for our city. We are not Sin City.
I don't know. I mean, look, I have my own feelings about this industry, but I don't know how much right you have to regulate this thing. Yeah. Is it illegal?
Yeah, right. It's illegal.
If you just don't like it, that's too bad.
But it's not sex with another human.
If you don't like it, don't fuck a doll.
How about this? It's like, it's a hotel. It's got a doll in it.
It's got a doll in it. I mean...
So, you know what? What you do is your own business.
Yeah.
It just costs more to go
So
in
now
that
what?
Room.
No mannequins? Stay out of Macy's, people.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. It's like bring back retail with the mannequins so people can at least touch.
I tripped.
They could get a cheap feel.
Yes.
From a mannequin.
Yes. From a mannequin posed in a jaunty way.
Maybe that would stop people from groping women. If we put mannequins on every corner.
I don't know if it would. I don't know if it would do anything. I mean, I just, there's something fundamentally, even though I'm not a huge fan of this, of robot sex dolls, I don't see that as a basis for legislation,
yeah,
for zoning policy, that I don't like something. There are a lot of things I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me.
No, but there are a lot of...
Number one.
I mean, there are a lot of kinds of businesses that I don't really prefer.
Yeah.
Over, for example, I hate Starbucks.
Yeah.
But just because I think Starbucks is unseemly,
mm-hmm,
and perhaps immoral in some kind of weird coffee bean roasting way, that doesn't mean I have the right to say we can't have it.
Right, right, right.
I don't
right.
know. This isn't illegal. Sleeping with a doll is not illegal.
It's not illegal.
And it definitely is not going to destroy homes.
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to destroy my family? If somebody else is fucking a doll down the block.
Yeah, and they're going to record people going in and out,
yeah,
and shame them. Shame on you,
shame
I say.
On you. You know what? I bet he wouldn't like it if someone followed him around. He's a politician, so you know what he's up to.
Yeah.
He's probably the first person in there.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
No, I was recording what was going on.
Yeah.
I was recording. That's why I'm here.
I am investigating.
Yes.
Because I take it the extra mile.
Yeah, I'm investigating this. I have a tiny camera on my penis. And I just want to see what's going on.
I want to see how clean these really are.
Yes. I've come in here with this black light to check it out. And I didn't find one single head of broccoli in here. I say this brothel's all right. It's all right. Are you kidding me? What a nightmare. Of all the... So, presumably, this is in Houston.
Yeah.
So that community has no other problems.
No. Is what not it, at all. No nothing problems. Nothing else to check out.
Nothing else to check out. They really, like... Just need to crack down on these plastic brothels.
What do you think? Now, if men could practice on dolls,
mm-hmm,
would it make them better for human women or their partners, whoever?
Okay, whoever.
Or would it make them more depraved and, like, in a way, like inhumane towards others? Like, I could
don't
do
know.
This to dolls
I always
in my fantasies.
I feel like they're already pretty inhumane, those who are going to be,
mm-hmm,
inhumane. I don't know if this is going to change anything. It's the same idea. People are like, well, if we make crack legal, everyone will go out there and smoke. I'm not going to smoke crack.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if it's legal. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not... The fact that it is illegal is not,
yeah,
stopping people. But the fact that something is legal and available doesn't mean I'm just going to run,
mm-hmm,
out there and hook up a five-piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go searching for some foil or a tin can or something.
I
don't know. You are who you are. We all have the ability to fuck a doll if we want.
Right.
We've had that since we've had dolls. Right?
Yeah. Like, why do you think some people keep doll collections?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
And those big dolls there, there are some dolls that are a little too large, and
yeah,
you're like, really?
Yeah.
And blow-up dolls, I'm sorry, have been around forever.
Yeah.
If any of you have ever been to an old-school sex shop, you'll see blow-up dolls, blow-up sheep. Everything is in
there. Yeah. It's already there.
So this is not new.
They're just giving you a space.
It's not like someone who's like, you know what? I was always really respectful of women, but now I can fuck a doll. And I'm going to run out there, you know,
yeah,
start grabbing ass. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. What
I
do
don't
you
know
think?
I don't know. I don't. The thing is, if
it will keep assholes away from women, then I'd be like, yo, get these out there.
Yeah. That
I'm gonna start just throwing
the
them out,
like,
the window, like, every guy that comes by.
If that is their thing that they really want to do.
Yeah, if they
and
really
they need
want to sleep with a doll.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's going to make problems for women, then,
mm-hmm,
I don't know, I guess we have to wait and see. But this kind of a preemptive strike, I think,
mm-hmm,
is not going to do anything.
Right.
Maybe women or men who engage in these sex with dolls need to speak out,
yeah,
and be like, I'm actually not really interested in harming people. I just want to sleep with this doll.
Yeah.
And I can't argue. How can I argue,
yeah,
with that? If it doesn't affect me, meh. You know?
Yeah, but I guess it's the idea that they're all going into this one spot to do it.
Well,
it's
where,
like,
else, yeah, are they going to do it?
Their homes, but they don't have the room.
So if I am sleeping with multiple dolls in my home, is that destroying families as well?
Mm.
Is the idea that there's the venue is what's destructive? Like, the fact that people are going to a place to do something is destructive, as opposed to everybody's going to be doing it in multiple places?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not that up. I guess my morality isn't that constricted.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, would I be concerned if something like this opened up in my neighborhood? No, because I don't think I have control over that.
Mm.
And there's worse things that could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's for sure. Okay, what you got?
All right, so I have here an advice on advice on advice. So advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we try to improve upon it by giving our advice on the ice, hence advice on advice. So this is, my wife is hooked on advice columns and deeply suspicious.
Okay.
Married to a problem page addict, a man finds himself constantly being suspected of having affairs.
Okay.
So he writes, the dilemma. I suspect this may be an unusual question, but it's something that's causing me genuine distress. This is from The Guardian, so it's very well written.
All right.
Right. My wife is addicted to reading advice columns. She spends entire evenings on her laptop digging through years' worth of columns on a host of different websites. When she's been doing this, she becomes increasingly suspicious of me, accusing me of behavior that indicates I'm having an affair. This can include using my phone at night, and he writes, I read ebooks to get to sleep, or dressing in a manner she considers too showy when going out of the, I don't know, pants too short, too much ankle, a little tight.
Too snug.
Yeah, a little snug around the man area. I've never had an affair, or even attempted to, or even wanted to. And although I've told her that the constant accusations are extremely hurtful, nothing I can say seems to convince her that I've had no interest in cheating. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the situation. His wife is addicted to advice columns.
She's addicted to advice columns.
About cheating.
And
it seems to be.
So she's getting like all these like backup for her suspicions about
Either she's about getting him. Backup or she is suspicious and this is like fueling it.
Yeah.
Because if you read enough of anything and you start looking around you, you'll swear that everyone around you is doing whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you read a lot of mysteries or you read a lot of, like, vampire novels or you read a lot of, like, romance or genre, whatever is in your head, sometimes you start seeing that around you.
Right. You start seeing, like, this slender, good-looking yes. guys, like, lurking around the corner. You're like, that's probably a vampire.
Like, it's a full moon. You're like, wait, when he left the room, he didn't have a full beard mustache.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the situation is.
Right, yeah. Have you ever been so immersed in something that you were seeing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When I was younger, I watched a lot of mysteries.
Uh-huh.
And then everything I saw, I was like, it's a clue.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't. You know what I mean? But I always thought I was seeing people doing suspicious things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're slipping something into the trash. And I was like, no, they're just throwing things away.
Yeah. I did that when I studied psychology in college. I was the worst. I was analyzing everybody.
Yes.
And I said to the teacher, I think I'm annoying my friends because I keep analyzing them. And she's like, well, you have a new tool, so you keep using it.
And you're an expert at this tool because you just started. And you've had so much life experience with this tool. God.
Yeah, so, you do. You end up like, if it's a new view for you,
it's like the only thing worse are maybe the theater people who go around, you know, doing theater stuff all the time.
Oh, God.
Or the philosophy students.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
who are, you know, waxing poetic about everything under the sun at 18.
Yeah, or, you know, the musical theater people who, like, try to make everything into a song.
Yes.
Or, like, find an entree for a song.
Yes.
And then they sing it very nicely. And
yes.
then it's like, oh, I just, you know, I just kind of did that.
I just went into that.
Yeah.
The advice columnist is like, look, I read advice columns all the time, too, and a lot of people are interested in them, but it doesn't make them think about, like, infidelity particularly.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality, she says, is that the more you learn about other people's concerns, the more diminished your own tends to be. And with a privileged access to a male like my own, it's much more common to be overwhelmed by the enormity of what others are going through. You, on the other hand, presume that with such significant exposure, the potential for paranoia about your own personal life increases. So she's saying the more advice columns you read, the more you focus on what other people are doing and not
right.
on yourself. And she said, if your wife were truly addicted to agony columns, she wouldn't have the time to waste worrying about what you were up to. Instead of being the focus of her attention, you'd be a distraction. So she'd be like, get out of here. I'm trying to read this stuff.
Okay.
She said, I suspect you are mistaken and believing that your wife's jealousy over your activities is driven by her consumption of agony columns. The notion that reading about other people's affairs makes you think your own partner is having one is to misjudge what intimacy in our species' private lives provoke. So basically, it seems as though the wife suspects that the husband is having an affair and is trying to get information about what that would look like, as opposed to the other way around.
Right, right.
So it's not that she's reading all of these columns and is thinking, okay, now she has the idea that, you know, husbands cheat frequently, and she starts looking at her own husband. It's the idea that she already was suspicious of her husband cheating, and she's looking for confirmation or trying to figure out what to do. And the advice columnist suggests that, I bet you if you had a look at her search history, you would see that she's looking for infidelity, not just in advice columns, but in other places as well.
Right, she's trying
to get more and more information about cheating husbands.
Right. I wonder what her history is and what her, if she's been hurt in the past and cheated on a million times, and she's like, I'm on lockdown with this guy, so I gotta know.
And also,
is he a cheater?
Sometimes people's behavior is just very normal, but you can read things into it. So, like, the idea that he, like, might want to dress up and go out one time, like, why not? Why not have, why not, as a man, you know, wear, like, a really nice tie one day and go out? Like, that's not suspicious.
Well, if he's like, I'm going out by myself. Like, I had a boyfriend who was, like, came home from work and changed into another work outfit. Right? And his, and then he was like, I'm going for a walk. And I'm like, in another workout?
In another pair of Dockers?
Yeah.
Like, what? With another button down?
Yeah. Yes.
So he would come home. What was his work outfit?
It was chinos.
Okay. The Dockers. The aforementioned Dockers.
And a button-up shirt.
Wow.
And
business cash.
Yeah.
And he would change it to an identical business cash.
Yeah, and then also, but take off his glasses and put on his contacts.
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
Right.
So
there.
I was like,
did you follow him out one day?
No, I was just like, I know what he's doing.
How about being a little on the DL with it, though, right?
I know. But that's the thing. Like, sometimes, well, if a man is dressing up and going out without her, it's meeting up with another person.
Another person who's out there. All right. So that's her, her advice is that your wife is, it's not the advice columns, it's her.
Yeah.
And the her reading the advice columns are a a symptom of her being suspicious of you.
And it's you, you cheating bastard. Because we all know you are one.
So she doesn't say that he's cheating.
Yeah.
But he's saying, you know, maybe have some dialogue with her about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he definitely has to talk to her.
Yeah. I mean, so it's interesting that, I think he's hoping that it's because she's reading all these things.
Yes.
And not because she actually suspects him.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Good luck to him.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Straightening this out.
Yeah.
And if she's suspicious, boy.
I like the idea of changing from one work outfit to another work outfit.
It was like so.
Did you just stand there looking at him like,
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And the contacts as well.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah.
Use condoms.
Yeah. Bye.
What were you? Did you
leave the credit card? By the way,
did you just stay there? Did you? You weren't out with him?
Okay. No, I wasn't going out with him. I was.
Just came home for a quick change.
He came home. It was like got changed. It's like I'm going out for a walk. I'm like, what are you
in chinos?
I was like, that's a weird outfit.
Yeah,
you usually go to work in those.
Yeah, I'm like, that's funny. He generally only wears chinos at work.
Yeah.
I would have been like, don't come back.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have? That cat looks pissed. There's like a cat and Obama, and neither of them look happy.
There are 76 incredibly accurate pet peeves that will drive you nuts.
Just 76?
Yeah. So what? Pet peeves are these little annoying things that just make us, the temperature rise.
Yeah. Mine is people chewing with their mouths open. Also, people. I have a lot of pet peeves, but I'm one of those people that if someone... If I'm in a situation where I can just remove myself from the pet peeve, I do. I don't try to correct people or say anything. I just never, ever spend time with them again.
Yeah. mine is when people are like continually late, when they're chronically late.
I can't deal with that.
Chronically
that's
late people.
That's not a peeve.
And
is it though? I mean, I feel like that's legitimate.
I feel over. Mine then would be.
Are some people okay with people just not respecting their time at all? Some people don't care if people are late. I don't
think so.
I don't think so.
But I guess mine would be then people who are walking slowly in front of you on their phone.
It's the worst. I always just want to smack the phone to the ground.
Yeah.
And then kick it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
just remember
like
this?
We were trying to cross the street and the woman in front of us is on her phone just standing there.
Yeah, just standing there just like standing an there. Asshole.
And also smoking, like being in a crowd of people and
who
people
smokes
are smoking.
Anymore?
I know.
Is it, I saw one smoker today. I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's refreshing. Mm.
So some pet peeves people have, number one, is loud chewing. Or
yes.
People chewing with their mouth open. That's what you were saying.
Aren't we all, I mean, I was taught not to chew with my mouth open.
Right.
Because it annoys people. But also you look like a horse.
Yeah.
I'm sure
disgusting.
You got the same thing.
Nobody wants to see your
But I've had food. One friend in college, and I just could not deal with this friend anymore. The eating habits were so foul that it turned me off from the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was
can.
Everything but like... Instead of using a knife to push the food onto the fork,
yeah.
A finger.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a bad one.
And then the same finger in the mouth.
Ooh.
It's like, no.
No, 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 no.
I had to part ways.
So that's the second one is when people are late.
Yeah.
Making me late because I'm waiting for them. People. Mm-hmm.
I don't let people make me wait, though. I just leave. I bust out.
People who scuff their feet when they walk down the street.
Oh.
Especially if they're wearing Uggs.
Oh. What is with that?
I
have Uggs for when it's really, really cold, mm-hmm. And I have to get around the city. I usually change when I get in somewhere. Or I'm not going somewhere that's that important for me to look good because it's Uggs. But I don't know how to shuffle in those. I mean, I pick my feet up normally as I would with any shoe.
Maybe it's because people feel like they're wearing a slipper and they shuffle at home. In their
Maybe,
slippers, so
yeah.
Then they're like, I have this slipper. It's like they do, it's subconscious.
Because also you're wearing down the tread of the shoe. Okay.
Yeah. People smoking electronic cigarettes around non-smokers. Like, it's fine.
Who's doing that?
People.
Okay. I guess I don't, maybe
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not seeing it?
No.
Oh,
I see
yeah.
people smoking, vaping, but.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I can't think of when I've been in a place inside when people have been doing it.
Oh, yeah. Any enclosed
Can
space.
You do it in
like
New
a
Jersey?
Car?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
A car, or even if you're standing in a crowd. You're waiting for a bus. You're waiting to cross
Can you
the
even
street.
Tell?
When someone vapes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a massive cloud, and you're standing in it.
Okay. I guess I haven't had the experience. All right. Because the only time I'm around people who are smoking is if I'm, like, in a casino or something.
Uh-huh.
But then everyone smoking is disgusting.
Yeah.
And not paying attention. I don't know if I've been anywhere where people have been vaping inside, though.
Yeah. It's sometimes
Maybe in New Jersey you
it.
Can smoke inside more places.
Not as much. No, they can't.
Okay.
They treat it like cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I
but
thought.
But I'm just talking even outside or even if you're in a car with somebody.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'm not around a lot of smokers. Okay.
Yeah. People who chew their gum loudly and attempt to blow bubbles in confined quarters.
In confined quarters. I haven't blown a bubble since I was a kid. You need to have bubble gum for that.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you,
it doesn't work.
I can blow little bubbles with the regular gum, but I honestly, at work, I will chomp my gum and I forget what I'm doing. I'm like, I need to take this out
Well,
now.
When you're working, yes.
Now.
See, what always happens to me is I eventually chomp my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. Like...
The feel of chalk. You're a teacher.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
I like a nice piece of chalk.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. It's my friend. I have colored chalk.
This kills me. People who walk into the subway and stand right in front of the
door.
Oh,
my goodness. I always say, have you heard about other people? Because they're coming up on you right now. Seriously. Move.
People do that. It's like, what's the...
Why?
What is
and
the
they, I like the people who rush to get in. And stand
them.
In the door frame.
Yeah, right. Yes. Stand in the door.
They just hustle to get there. I don't know.
People who don't cover their mouths when they cough.
That's just rude. I think most people are hip to that now, right? Because
mm-hmm.
in New York, if you're on the subway and you cough, people are like, what the fuck, sir?
Mm-hmm. people who discuss being on a diet while you're in the middle of eating something unhealthy.
Yes. You're at a chocolate fountain laying under it.
Yeah.
And they're talking about good eating habits.
Yeah, they're like, I'm low sugar.
Also, I want to add to that, the people who talk about their diet all the time and they're not healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Or like they really found it, like
yes.
a holy grail of diets, and
yes.
they're doing this, and it's like, you're still 50 pounds overweight.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you. People who eat food off your plate without asking first.
Yeah, they get fork stabbed.
And people who say, no offense.
But.
As if downplaying anything insulting, they say, no offense, but that.
No offense. Just say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying offense. And.
For full offense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. People who woo when their favorite song comes on. Didn't we go to a bar? We went to a bar that had a sign, no wooing.
No wooing, yeah. It's like a woo with like a X over it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Groups of people who take up the entire side of the street. You cannot do it because there's a little poem, people. Remember this and tell everybody.
Yes.
Two's company.
Three's a crowd. Four on the sidewalk.
Is not allowed.
Straight up not allowed.
So remember that when you're visiting any city. Just because you're in a group doesn't mean you all walk shoulder to shoulder.
You walk two by two, max. Walk single file if you really care.
And then if you are walking, don't do the thing where you stop suddenly in the middle of the sidewalk.
I'm always amazed by that. I was talking to my students about when you're walking around the city, because I send them out to do an assignment of really looking at the city. And they're like, well, we don't want to look like tourists, like looking up in the air. And I said, well, it's because you're not supposed to look straight up at things. You're not looking up a gargoyle skirt.
Yeah.
You're down the block and things that are up high are meant to be seen from a distance.
Yeah.
So you don't go up to the Chrysler Building and then stare straight up of it like an asshole. You go, you know what I mean? This is what you see tourists doing. Like, you walk away, because you're not going to see anything from that vantage point. You walk away from it, you casually lift your eyes and look towards it.
Yeah. Because it's meant to be seen from a distance.
It is meant to be seen from a distance. How close do you need to get to the Chrysler Building before, you get the view you want of it?
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Stairways and escalators. If you're going up an escalator, you stand at the right, and you keep, if you want to go faster, you go to the left.
Yeah, we do.
And you walk.
I hear people all the time. I had to explain it to some women. I was like, you know what? This is what we do. When you're on the right, you stand, and on the left, you move.
Yeah.
Why do you have so much fucking makeup on? Maybe you took some of that makeup off with a trowel, took off some of those fake lenses. You might be able to see that.
And maybe if you get out more often, if you started traveling when you were younger.
Yes. Or
you would know this.
Or if you just looked around. Looked around. That's when I travel, when I go to other countries, I'm not always attuned to everything. Just have a look and see.
Right.
See what the majority of the people are doing. And do it. Or ask.
Well, I made a mistake. I walked in. I was going into Whole Foods and the door was open. So I walked in, but it was the exit.
Oh, no.
And they were like, go that way. They're like, you should look the next time. And I was like, what? But yeah.
I'm in now.
So you play bass keys.
Drums, guitar.
Sing lead or rap.
Horns too.
Looking for a place to go. Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 12. Funkadelic Studios, y'all. Fully equipped rehearsal studio. It's got everything you need to jam. What you waiting on? 209 West 40th Street. Come one, come all, and you can bring your bandmate, lover, or friend. Yeah, come prepared to jam.
Online stores that charge for shipping.
Who does that?
You know what I mean? Like, if this your store's online, that probably should be included. I don't know.
Just hide. I always say, just hide it in the price.
Yeah.
Or make it like a flat fee or something.
Yeah. How about this? People who don't see age or race.
Oh, please.
I don't see.
You don't see my
color.
Wrinkled up black face. You must be out of your mind.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see race. What do you see?
I see this glowing light that is Jaquetta, but I didn't see race when you walked in here. I didn't see age. I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm going to make you see race in about 2 seconds. Apparently, I'm not doing black hard enough for you. I'm going to see race. I hadn't noticed you were Asian.
People who say something will give you all the feels.
What does that mean? What is that? I don't know what give you the feels mean.
Give you all the, you'll feel emotions.
Okay.
It'll move you.
Okay.
But it'll give you all the feels.
No.
Know what mine is? No. It's the thing where people.
Come with? Okay, I can't stand with that one.
I say that.
Come with? You do not say that. You don't say come with. I've never heard you say that.
I say come with me.
No, but I'm saying come with.
Oh, okay.
Of course you say come with me if you would like me to go with you somewhere. I'm saying the come with.
Right.
Not just the words, the phrase come with.
And people say because science.
Yes, because America, I think,
because
is the only
America,
good word to say. That.
Because forests. Because, and then just the word instead.
Because the MTA.
Because
I think that's
MTA.
Coming out of Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, because I think it's a shorthand thing.
Yeah.
Because
Twitter.
Because Twitter. Because, you know, a few characters, that kind of thing. But yeah, I
get that. And then it should stay there.
But I try not to have it creep into, you know, my regular mode of speaking.
But when we were trying to prove a point that has to do with intelligence and thinking, you know, like climate change. You know, you can go into the discussion if you can grasp the concept of climate change.
Or you could just say, because ozone.
Yeah.
Because CFCs.
Yeah.
You know?
So, fluorocarbons.
Yes. Because those.
Yeah. That, I can't take it. Oh, when people, when you open the door for someone and they don't thank you and they also walk right by you like... You should be opening the door.
I thank them.
Do you?
Yeah. When someone does that, I say thank you or not, I guess. Or just go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me a little bit when people hold the door for me and then I have to hustle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ugh, now I got to run for the door. And they're just being nice.
Yeah. You know, some people don't like, they're increasingly getting annoyed at getting the Christmas cards that are just a picture of the family.
I wish
nothing.
People, please stop that. You know
with
why?
Nothing.
Because hideous. Because every card I get looks like fucking American Gothic.
But not only that, it's just like, I need to know the names of your kids again. You need to put their names on there in the order they're in the picture.
It doesn't say anything. It's just like, our family.
Yeah, it's just like the
Windsors.
The Smiths.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
You're like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah,
these little people.
I can vaguely recognize you because we were roommates, but...
Oh, who are these little people?
And what's the husband's name again?
Yeah.
And what are these kids' names?
Well, you should know the Windsors.
I forget the kids' names, and I'm waiting, and I have to go to their Facebook page and see if they name their kids, which they don't.
You just call them children. Gather around, children.
And then you talk to them, I've got your card and the picture, and your children look beautiful.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Especially the one on the left.
The one with the hair. She looks all right.
Yeah, this is my thing. I'm like, name your kids in the pictures. And by the way, say, dear Katie...
No, I don't have time for that.
Happy holidays.
They got sold on some weird, like, Groupon where they got all put on sweaters and had a picture taken.
And they put a...
And now they
got to
get it out there,
But I'm like, was this meant for me?
Maybe. It just says happy holidays to whomever you are.
Oh, good here's luck. Another one. The non-apology when people say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, those people can go get bent. Like, I'm sorry you feel the way. Fine. Yeah, so am I. I'm sorry too. That's what I say.
I just punched you in the face.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, me too. That makes two of us. I'm sorry you feel that way.
When people shove past you on the street and say, excuse you.
I try to trip them and I followed up with, remember this? Always good for me. Always a flat foot. A good old Casimir flat foot.
My old favorite thing.
Yes. You've given up the flat foot.
I've given up the flat footing. There was a time in my life where I had particular rage and frustration issues, I guess.
And it manifested itself as a flat foot,
right.
Which I loved.
Yes, when walking behind people and they're walking too slow, I would step on the back of their shoe.
I was always hoping there would be a day when I would be there for the Casimir flat foot. But the rage dissipated before I was able to see
it. Yes, I had to control myself. That's something that's one of my things I did to improve myself.
You got rid of the flat foot. That was one of my favorite things. You're still all right.
All right. You know what I'm really not thrilled about, and I do it too? Say no worries.
I do not say it. Unless you're Australian, I say you should strike that from your vocabulary.
Yeah. No worries.
I don't like no worries. Because when people say no worries, I'm like, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. I don't. Fine. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. No worries. Be happy.
Yeah. Ooh, that song. Is that on there?
Yeah, but it's
Bobby McFerrin is my pet peeve.
Don't worry, be happy. But I always think of that song after someone says it. And I'm like, no worries.
No worry.
Adults who say yummy. How do you feel about that?
How did that get on the list? Does that happen a lot? Yes. Someone's just around someone who's having some delectable food.
I guess because it's like a really kind of a like young a kid thing. Kid thing, or just like a, like if an adult is saying it's supposed to be sexy.
I don't think I ever said yummy.
No, that bodybuilder is yummy.
Ew. I don't know. That's terrible. You've made me hate it now. I was kind of, you know, didn't really have an opinion.
When people say cool beans, I don't know, I say them. But yeah, I know, it's not
cool
great.
Cool beans? It's very 2000 late.
I know, that's, I've done it. People who say this is she when someone on the phone asks for them.
Who says that? Go for Katie. That's my favorite. Or like, speak. Yeah, proceed.
This is she.
This is she.
This is moi.
This is speaking.
Moi.
But also, generally, how do I answer the phone now? I hate using the phone. I will do anything. For a while when my phone, I have an iPhone, and it wasn't picking up calls, I'm like, this is great. Finally, an update that I'm enjoying. And then I updated again and it started working. I hate talking on the phone. I could give a shit.
How about... Yeah, I know.
I don't like it. It's never someone like, hey, would you like $1 million and a foot rub? That's never what the phone call is about.
No, it's always they want money.
They want money. They want me to do something. They want to follow up on something that I didn't care about in the first place.
Yes. How do you feel about public displays of affection?
I don't mind. I look away if I don't like it. Depends on what the people look like, to be honest with you. Like, the more appealing they are, the more I don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
But if it just looks like two unfortunate hot messes, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know, like holding hands, fine. Humping, I don't want to see any dry humping. I don't care how good looking you are. Okay. Get a room.
Hold hands and kissing.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
And embrace.
Yeah. I've been to Europe. You have to get used to it.
I've never heard of this. People who take home milk from the communal fridge at work. What? I've never
Excuse
heard of that.
Excuse me?
No, that was a thing.
So the carton that's in there for everyone to add to their coffee?
Yeah.
So it's just like going to take an open carton and go home?
Yeah.
Like a half-used open carton.
I guess so.
Just slip that in your bag.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's theft.
Yeah.
It's
I know,
but
I didn't.
Peeve.
It's not a pet peeve. But I never heard of anybody doing that.
I've never heard of anyone doing that either.
That's a weird one.
When do they make the decision? It's a Friday and they're like, it's going to go bad over the weekend? That's weird. Know. Usually the situation in places I've worked is that something stays in the fridge way too long, and then eventually it goes bad.
And then you throw it out.
Then you have to throw
it
out.
Who threw out my milk?
Yeah, you're like, it was solid, dude. I had to throw it out. It was solid and it needed a haircut short back and sides. I threw that mess out. Milk is the worst.
Right. So we all share common pet peeves.
Yeah. I think the chewing with the mouth open is, who likes that? Is there anyone's like, man, I love to see the nice throat. When I'm having a meal with my lady.
Yeah.
So, I'm indulging in our new segment called Musk You Really.
Just dedicated to Elon Musk.
I'm just keeping up with the, what do I call him? The Playboy billionaire.
You said.
Elon Musk, apparently, so we know that he's done Tesla.
Yes.
Right, with the electric cars. He also is SpaceX. He's got Big Falcon Rocket going on. He's got the Boring Company, which is digging a tunnel underneath Los Angeles. And also he's got flamethrowers.
So he's digging a tunnel under Los Angeles.
So he can get to work faster.
Okay.
But now he wants to get in on making liquor.
Ah.
So he's trying to come out with something called Tesla-quila.
Tesla-quila.
So it's tequila made with the Tesla brand name attached to it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a whole new alcohol.
Yeah, well, Tesla Aquila, right now it looks like it's not going to be anything because Mexico said, hell no. They said no. So he tweeted on October 12th, Tesla Aquila coming soon. Terrible name. The label includes Tesla's T-Leg logo and a couple of cool lightning bolts. Cool was what they said. It
cool
looks dumb.
Lightning bolts, okay.
And it's going to be 100% pure agave. However, Musk wants to make Tesla-quila, not tequila. So he's saying it's not tequila, it's Tesla-quila. And Mexico is saying, it's still tequila.
It's still,
I don't care what you
say.
It's
not a new thing. He's trying to say this is not tequila, but it is.
So he has run afoul of Mexico's Tequila Regulatory Council, a.k.a. the CRT.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the responsibilities of the CRT is to make sure that anyone who wants to market tequila adheres to a specific set of rules. So it's kind of like with champagne or certain kinds of cheeses. If it's not, you know, made from a certain product in a certain place, it's not tequila.
Right.
You know, you can't make tequila in Texas.
Right.
You can't make tequila in Maine.
Right.
For example.
Like you can't make champagne.
That's why they call it outside of champagne, sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine. It's from a region in France, champagne. Yeah.
So the rules include where tequila is made and what goes into it. And it has to be made in either Guanajuato, Jalisco, Michoacán, Nayarit, or Tamaulipas. And if it's not from there, it's not tequila.
Wow. Right. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a protected thing, but they're very serious about it. Right? It has to be 100% agave or 100% blue agave. It has to be made in these five states in Mexico, or it's not tequila. It's something else. Right? You could call it something else. But Elon Musk is adamant about this. He says he's going to make it viable, and he's going to try to find a way to make it work with Mexico.
Okay.
So even though he is not going to be able to complete a lot of the things he's been working on, he will be bringing us a tequila at some point called Tesla-quila. He has applied for a patent, and he has applied for a patent in the U.S., but also in Mexico, the European Union, and Jamaica for some reason. I don't know why he applied for
it.
I don't know what this... I think he just stays up really late at night. He's like, you know, it would be cool because I've got this logo.
Yeah, gotta put it on.
Gotta put it on something. You know, Sammy Hagar has got a liquor, and George Clooney has a liquor. So why not Elon Musk? Because what could be cooler than Elon Musk? I mean, definitely when you think of like cool guys
and like getting
Sammy Hagar,
one on.
George Clooney, definitely the next thing that comes out of your mouth is Elon Musk.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's
a natural progression.
As he is the Bruce Wayne of his world.
Oh boy,
in his mind.
Yeah, right. And that's the next one would be a congressman.
Yes. Why does he
from Kentucky?
Yes.
And he's making, you know, his own moonshine. And it's going to be total sexy.
Yeah, is there nothing Elon Musk will not do? Like, you know, what is he going to do next? A perfume?
Oh.
The smell?
Of Musk.
Yes, Elon Musk. It's already there, Elon. Come on. You're overlooking the obvious. There's a very easy, you know, this is made for you, Elon Musk. Musk.
Yeah.
Or I would just call it Musk You.
And then the other like the lower tier brand is I just had it.
What?
From dawn till Musk.
Yes, from Musk till dawn. Yes, from Musk. From Musk till dawn. I like it. He's missing out on a lot of very just low-hanging fruits here. We got it. From Musk till dawn.
From Musk till dawn.
I like it. And then Musk You.
Yes.
I think we have something here. Elon, if you are listening, and I know you are, it's not too late to work with us on this. Also, we're open to having you on the podcast.
You could be on the podcast, and we can also be consultants for you.
Yeah, you could do your own segment. Musk I. Instead of Musk You. He could do his own segment.
Yeah, it would be called Musk I.
Yeah. All he has to do is go on the internet and find some news about himself or create or do something.
Yeah,
and
right.
Come on here and announce it.
Yeah, that's it.
Musk I. Over the ground, I like it. Lies a mantle of white. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Sleigh bells ring.